Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. I slept in today. That was bad. Anyway, it was a late night of baseball. Didn't get home until almost 10 o'clock last night. So, but anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and this is not the baseball show. That my son and I, we want to do a baseball show. We're going to do a baseball card show. We'll see. I got a lot of things else in the plate to do. And today, I want to talk about retros. About okay, we overdid it on the whole daily scrum. What did you do yesterday? What are you going to do today? And what's blocking you, right? And the traditional three questions. And I would say sometimes the same goes to the retro. What went well in the retro? I mean, what went well in the sprint? What didn't go well in the sprint? And what do we want to do better, right? So there's three questions. And people are so, well, I always thought it was supposed to be these three questions. Well, it doesn't have to be. And I'm going to offer up a non-traditional approach to retrospective. The traditional is those three questions, right? And I'm going to offer a non-traditional approach where you pre-select the topic that you as a scrum master or the team wants to cover, and you cover one topic and don't try to cover all those things and go to all those places, because you don't always have to do that. You can change it. It can be a little flexible. And I wanted to go into that a little bit today. So it's the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Azure Coach. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical. We're getting very practical today. Way so that you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours, and bring that value and have a little fun along the way. And today on Retro Thursday, which is part of our new format where we do Metric Monday, 2-for-1 Tuesday, We Team Wednesday, Retro Thursday, and Fun Friday, with different topics in the theme, and try to maintain those ideas on those days. As far as the retro goes, oh, and by the way, Memorial Day is coming up. I wanted to mention this. I almost forgot. I can remind myself. So I saw something from Dave Ramsey's show, my thing about them offering a deal for veterans or something. I am, you know, every twice a year, I offer this deal for 5 veterans. If you want free coaching for 6 months and normal coaching product I do right now, I'm charging like $1,000 just as an intro deal. I only got a couple spots left in that grouping. Soon the price is going to go up. Feel free to take advantage of it. If you're a veteran coming out of the military and you're looking to go into IT and you're thinking about maybe I should be a scrum master, a product owner, or just and work in an agile environment, maybe I do and I want to learn more about it, send me a note, send me a message. You can get me on LinkedIn, any one of the social medias, connect at 5 a.m. Master Scrum for an email, or gmaster at 5 a.m. Master Scrum. If you want to talk to me and set up an appointment, I do have on our website, take advantage of that free 30-minute session just to see your goals, to see if it'll fit for you. And let's see if we can help you out there. So it's free. It's for 5 veterans. I can't do more than myself for 5. And then I usually do it again during Veterans Day. So I do it Memorial Day and Veterans Day. So I got 5 openings for veterans. So if you know anybody who's a veteran, you think might want to take advantage of some coaching, it's free. It's, you know, you're going to charge thousands of dollars to get this service for 6 months. And we focus on goals. What's bugging you today? We're not a psychiatrist. I try to focus people on goals and what they want to achieve. And then we work in a coaching way and an agile way of achieving those goals. So as you're achieving those goals, I apply and infuse agile scrum into the thought process to help you achieve those goals. So that's kind of what we do. And it includes a mastermind. So anyway, I'll share that out to you. Any veterans out there, I got 5 spots. If you're interested, please feel free to take advantage of it. I'll put some notes out on LinkedIn and put some marketing out there for people too. So with that said, let's talk about the retrospective. Retrospectives, everyone does it. It's traditional. We have to talk about the sprint. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't have to be that way. Oh, we got a comment here. Let's see what the comment is today. Hey, Atul, how are you? Enjoying your mentorship. Thank you. We need to get together, by the way, to talk about your SPC. So reach out to me and see if you're up for going again. And I help people all around the world. There. You know what? I could show. Let's show this. There you go. Thanks, coach. You're welcome. So, in the retrospect report, one of the things I do every once in a while as a scrum master and as a coach, I see areas where teams could really do, or I see something that they're producing as a group that would be very valuable for the team. And sometimes as a servant leader, it's a tricky thing to do because you're stepping into it now. You're really going into it versus letting the team decide and self-organize in how way they want to do it. But I might pick a topic, let's say definition of done, or I can pick a topic like the workflow is not working, right? Something's not doing it. Something's not jiving on the team. And I'm noticing it because that's your job. Your job is a no flow metrics, not just metrics, the mechanics behind the working of a team. And sometimes you'll see stuff in there that's just not gelling. It's okay to say, look, I've been observing this as a scrum master, as someone who's in the agile, as watching teams. And I really think the team could benefit from retrospecting on this single topic. And you can offer that up. Now you're asking for permission. Now you notice how I did that. Asking for permission. Most of the time they just say, sure. Unless they really want to do something different. But most of them kind of cave to it and everything. So it's a delicate balancing. You're now not just their buddy. You're kind of like, you're guiding them along a way like a manager should be, to be honest with you, in their skill sets. So you're working on this particular skill set. So you can focus on a particular retrospective. Now, why I do this, because here's my thing. If we do the whole what went well, what went bad, what do you want to improve? You're like all over the planet. Sometimes it's nice just to focus in on a particular topic so you can get something done, achievable, and make agreements on what the path forward is in there. If you don't give yourself enough time and you do all that broad stuff, you're never going to get to that single track idea. Now, one of the things I teach is kind of like a systems thinking approach, where, and I saw a post about the two diamonds. It's a two diamond approach where at first you, here's a problem, explore the problem, right? Explore it around, do fishbone diagram, five whys, and you grow input from all the team about the problem you're observing and see if they have any feedback or what they thought about the problem, what they're observing it. Then you condense down to say, okay, of all these things, what thing do we want to work on the next sprint that will fix that? Okay, fine. You pick the one thing. So now the diamonds come together. Then you expand again. What are all the things we can do to fix that problem, right? Then you can, and that's the second diamond. You're expanding, you're talking about, and then you pick on what solution do you actually want to implement in solving the problem that you observed. Sometimes it's okay to do that, right? And just focus on one thing. And I think it's beneficial when you're really trying to teach them and learning. And if you don't want to create meetings for everything that goes along the path, right? So you just want to pick, you know, some of you have different meetings all the time, but sometimes a retro, you just retro one thing. So I wanted to share that with you, give you some confidence in that and say it's okay, right? And this is not like what's in the classes and all and the certification, but it's okay to do it. You want to grab everyone's thought process and grab that because you want to have them feel. But sometimes as an Agile coach, as a Scrum Master, as someone who works in this area, if you really identify an area that really could use a good solid retrospective on, it's okay to do it. Now just ask for permission and develop a facilitated situation to design a discussion that allows for everyone to participate in the discussion. Don't pick one topic that only one person in the team can talk about, right? So I wanted to share that with you as a different non-traditional retrospective approach, because we really don't want to add more meetings to the day, right? And in Scrum, you theoretically only have these. If you can improve one thing and you pick on that and improve it, that's what Scrum's about too, right? Getting a process improvement, getting better at what we do and improving. and taking on next one. So I wanted to share that with you. And again, it is retrospective Thursday, so I want to talk a different way of taking on a retrospective. That's not your traditional, let's make a bear, let's make a four box thing or my little sailboat or anything like that. But I wanted to share that with you. And again, remember, veterans, I got 5 free coaching spots. Tulu was nice enough to say he enjoyed the mentorship and the program we have. So hopefully you'll take advantage of it. And it's a good opportunity. So again, for 5 veterans, because it's Memorial Day, you're thinking about you're maybe coming into the workplace, starting IT, learning about Agile. I know in the government, they want everything to be on an Agile contract. So if you do transition out and you get a good knowledge about Agile, maybe get a cert or something like that, it'll put you in a good spot when you come out if you want to work for a government contractor. They'll probably hire you up in a second. I'll be honest with you. If I was a veteran coming out of the military and I got my cert, if you didn't already get them in the military now, I'm surprised they don't give them to you, and get enough knowledge that will get you in, between being a veteran and having Agile knowledge, because every contract out of the government now in the IT world requires Agile, you'll get hired. You'll get a good job, at least on the way out, something good transition to figure out until you figure out what you really want to do. So with that, I want to wish you all the best. Have a great day. Happy scrumming, and see you tomorrow. See ya. Bye.